This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed.
Hello to all the folks who are out in Schoharie County. Does that sound like a scary place, Schoharie County? Seriously.
What state is that?
That's in New York.
Oh, okay.
When I owned WSDE, which is in Cobleskill, it was always the talk of Schoharie County. And I thought when I first heard it, it was somebody not knowing how to say scary, so they threw an extra vowel, extra consonant in there, and it became Schoharie County, a place you didn't want to be, excuse me, on Halloween. Schoharie County it's a beautiful farm area, about 45 miles, 50 miles west of Albany, right on 88. You go up and, go and get at it from the interstate down Route 10. And I go to Sharon Springs a lot, where Jim McFadden has his quarterly. He's got a seasonal auction. Next one takes place a week from Saturday, I believe. And I will have a Kubota tractor in that auction.
Ooh, so, look at you.
Pictures. Yeah, exactly. All right, so happy holidays. We're into Christmas. We all know that the Christmas music formats are all over the place, and the stations are playing the hits, although there are some, I guess it depends on your definition of the hits. I like to think that in this circumstance, there are a few exceptions, like Darlene Love, the Ronettes, Mariah Carey, the songs that are identified with a particular singer, Jose Feliciano, Burl Ives, a couple of Frank Sinatra. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are the songs themselves, Andy Williams and, wonderful. There are songs and there are singers that are part of this that ought to be in the rotation. But then there are variations with great artists who have done renditions of the Christmas tunes, the secular Christmas tunes like Jingle Bells, Gene Autry, you can always hear him. Right? In the playlist, that sort of thing.
And then Michael Bublé, who does the covers of all the standards,
yeah,
and he's
right.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's very good. But then there are other, there are plenty of great versions of some of the. Dolly Parton has some fabulous renditions of great upbeat Christmas tunes. I want to hear more of them. And some of the other, the more modern day singers, what's her face, who's the American Idol, got her talk show. Why do I always forget her name?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. Love her. I just think she's adorable. She's got some great Christmas tunes that ought to broaden the playlist instead of playing up, because I'm a radio guy and I understand how this all works. They got 45 songs and they play them over and over and over and over and over again. Or they'll have some that they'll play as in an A list. Now this is probably too much into the weeds, but there's some songs, there are probably four songs an hour that come from the top 20 music, Christmas music of all time. So they'll make sure that there are at least four of those in each hour. And that's why you hear some of those same big pop tunes every 4 hours, because that's what they do. And then they sprinkle in different rotation, the B rotation. It's still too repetitive for me. But that seems to be what programmers think will work. That's their strategy. They've planned it accordingly, because most people don't listen. The average person listens to this program about 48 minutes a day, which is much higher than the average time spent listening to radio stations in general. It's usually about half that, 24, 25 minutes, some 12, depending on if it's a news station, 12, 15, 16 minutes, that's it. So, anyway, I'm just sort of getting into the nuance of Christmas, because James and I were just talking about Christmas music that we want to be able to play and invect into the conversations here and there, just to make us feel like we're in the holiday spirit. Here's the story. This is one that may put you there. Detective Michael Lollo is a New York police officer, spent a lot of his life responding to a lot of emergencies, but he never really expected his heroics would be including donating a kidney.
Mm-hmm.
He noticed a billboard about an organ donation in Times Square, and then he looked up, found a newspaper article on the subject, and his interest was piqued. Eventually, after two attempts to donate a kidney fell through, he was linked up with Ruth Tizak, 59-year-old wife, married to a Marine. The recipient and donor initially remain anonymous. You know that. In transplants, you don't know, at least at first, where it's coming from. But apparently, even though they didn't identify each other, they bonded through letters. But with the surgeries being a success, they were finally able to meet. And their friendship became a family affair. Michael and his family met Ruth and her relatives, and they shared this last Thanksgiving dinner together.
Isn't that cool?
Sweet. Very cool.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Very, very cool. That's the way, that is what Thanksgiving and the holidays are all about, I think, anyway, for me. Okay, but then, excuse me, there's always then, there's this and there's that. So we were talking about the football player that got taken off of a flight in Miami last, was it Friday or Saturday? It was over the weekend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another disturbance. That wasn't really a disturbance because the guy was just, he was asleep or groggy or whatever. But here's a fight on a Southwest flight to Arkansas over the weekend. What is the matter with people? What are you, nuts?
Why are so many more people are unruly and there's so much anger anymore?
And by the way, hello, if you didn't notice it, this is the busiest travel year, you selfish SOBs. The busiest travel year. Sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
You want to travel on an airplane? Yeah. Anyway, this person was taken into custody by the FBI in Little Rock. They are the ones, you know, the FBI investigates all this stuff. So they are going to the U.S. attorney. This person is going to be sorry. They were coming from Houston to Columbus. There were no injuries, but these two people there were 192 people on the plane, and they started a fight. I'm not sure what the disturbance was about. Frankly, was it about in terms of Southwest? You never know what your seat is. So I can't stand that, so I don't fly Southwest. I want to pick my seat. I don't want to have to fight with people. I want the window. No, you can't have the window. I want the aisle. No, you can't.
Somebody who flies Southwest, that's not exactly how it goes.
Well, it's the ABC thing thing. Yeah, I know. You get
and
it.
And you pick whatever seats are available.
Yeah, I know. But I don't like that.
But nobody's like, move. I want to sit there. I called dibs. I called shotgun for the window seat.
There were 53 million people who traveled for Thanksgiving. And about 10% of those people were on airplanes. So anyway, this guy held a straight edge razor to the throat of another passenger.
How did he get that on board?
That's a good question. Thank you. That's where I'd start. That's I'd want to know that. Thank you very much. Where are those glorious TSA agents that are sitting around in droves wasting time talking to each other? When they're supposed to be, I have PreCheck, so I pay no attention to them. They used to drive me nuts because they would stand around, talk, then they'd pick some guy or some woman, some old woman in a wheelchair, and they'd want to take the wheelchair apart because we want to make sure there's nothing in there. Well, I guess in defense of them. What was it, last week, the week before?
The woman who hid a whole bunch of drugs, so many drugs, in her wheelchair. And the whole thing was the wheelchair wouldn't move. And that's why they came over to see if they could help her. And then they were like, wait, something's fishy about this wheelchair.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, I take a deep breath here because here we go again with COVID. Now that Fauci has shown up on Meet the Jerks on NBC, there are experts, quote unquote, coming out of the woodwork talking about either trying to clarify what he said or talk about the emerging COVID variants and scare the hell out of more people. This is a Biden thing. You're supposed to go get the booster shot and the flu shot as soon as possible, because if you don't, we're all going to die, which, of course, is nonsense.
Well, eventually we all will.
Yes, we will.
Not because of COVID.
Well, some older folks are dying because of COVID. I buy that. And there are some children who have had this variant, this new variant, who have weakened immune systems that, unfortunately, there are a lot of hospitals, L.A., for example, 90% capacity in the children's wards because of this. What is it called? RSV?
Oh, RSV.
RSV,
yeah. It is. It's bad. It's,
yeah, it's
really scary for parents to have to witness that with their children.
So as a matter of fact,
COVID. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jean.
No, I was just going to say, with COVID, when that was first coming out, one of the things that people kept, in the medical field, kept assuring everyone was that if you have a healthy child, unless your child has is immunocompromised or anything like that, cystic fibrosis, if you have a healthy child, this does not seem to be going towards children. It seems to be going towards an older population, where now RSV is just more prominent than it
more
typically
children.
Has been in the past.
Right.
And it's reminding people that children are susceptible to very deadly illnesses, even if they are incredibly healthy.
So what are you going to do with Mac? What do you think? Mac's 2, almost 3 years old now. What happens with the, you concern? How are you protecting him? Do you have a strategy, a plan? Does it involve shots?
Just what we've always done, and even we did our practices we did prior to Mac. We've always wiped everything down. We were those people getting on a plane and wiping everything down with Clorox wipes long before a pandemic.
Right. The trays and all that stuff that are crawling with bugs.
He has gymnastics and he goes and does that and has fun. We don't keep him home, but he takes vitamins. He takes immunosupport vitamins. He is vaccinated with everything. He hasn't been vaccinated for COVID because he hasn't needed it. He's had COVID. So he's had that kind of immunity. Well, I mean, he's had it twice within, 4 months?
He had a lot. Los Angeles County is strongly recommending wearing a mask indoors now. It's the first time that's come back around to that reality. 18 after, this is Good Day.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on
thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on
happy holidays, Nana.
Save 60% on
you are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply. For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, we are at 23 after the hour, another hour of power here. Social media in the focus on the Good Day Show with Jay Kirshner digging into celebrity news that's trending. One of the stories has to do with Shakira and a tax fraud case. Oh, this sounds juicy. Let's get into that after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. I'm not necessarily a fan, but I do like the songs like this that keep your body moving, your toes tapping.
Mm-hmm.
She's well known, 45 years old, won a Grammy. She says authorities have violated her right to privacy. She's been sued for tax fraud, and now
Shakira,
she's suing.
Yeah. She calls it a whole smear campaign.
Why would they want to smear her?
Well, she said that they violated her right to privacy by handling matters so publicly and without the presumption of innocence, the whole innocent until proven guilty, whereas
right.
in today's society
this
it's almost the rhetoric
Spain.
Of guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
And her legal team is reportedly saying that she's not liable for this tax bill, that she's being accused
13,
of
almost 14 million bucks.
What's that?
I said it's almost 14 million bucks. I'd want to claim I'm not liable for it either.
Yeah. Well, according to a Spanish law, you have to pay taxes if you spend 183 days or more in the European country in one single year. Well, apparently she didn't live there during this time period, so they are saying mm-hmm. that she owes this money from she earned between 2012 and 2014 her people are saying she didn't live there during this time. She's not liable for this, but if she is found guilty, she could face up to 8 years in prison and a $24 million fine.
Oh, come on. The tax collectors are as bad over there as they are here.
Mm-hmm.
So does she? I didn't realize she was that popular. She's making that kind of dough.
Oh, she's worldwide. She is an international superstar.
All right. So anyway, if that's the case, then she's was she? She played soccer. When did she play?
She was married to a soccer player.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so is this going to be? Is this get adjudicated quickly, or is she trying to adjudicate it in the press? Which, you know, may have some influence. It's not like Spain was that honest. I think there are a few officials over there that are somewhat corruptible.
Well, the Spanish prosecutors are the one who brought this into the public eye.
Yeah. All right, speaking of that, Bob Dylan has used an auto pen to sign his book. And apparently some of the people who spent $599 on a limited edition of his book, there were 900 copies, The Philosophy of Modern Song, are upset after finding the autographs weren't really his. He auto-signed it, and he's blaming it on COVID. Good luck for that one. Huh? Come on. You can't sign, you lazy so-and-so.
Because it's not an actual signature. It's like...
No, it's a print.
Yeah,
no.
You didn't sign it.
$599 for that. I want my money back. All right, so that's the Bob Dylan story. Here we are on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It has been 2 weeks since 4 University of Idaho students were murdered in the middle of the night at their home near the campus. Because the killer or killers remain at large, the university gave students the option either finish the fall semester online or on campus after Thanksgiving break starting today. A strong storm system that moved into the Pacific Northwest Sunday is expected to spawn severe storms in the south this week. A significant severe weather event is expected across parts of the lower Mississippi River Valley Tuesday. The threat could affect more than 25 million people from eastern Texas to southern Indiana. China's severe zero-COVID strategy Monday has large crowds demanding President Xi Jinping resign. The communist government made no comment on the protests or criticism. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10 tan. It's glistening once again, and with candy canes and silver lanes that glow.
Wow,
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Michael Bublé is so...
Yes, the aforementioned Michael Bublé getting us into the mood a bit, as it is the Christmas season, and appropriate for us to now be in a Christmas mood or a Christmas mode. Or do we wait another day because today is Cyber Monday and tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, right? So you got all the stations all over the country that are doing things to benefit various outfits that are nonprofits, right? Mm-hmm. Give to your favorite nonprofit tomorrow if you're in the mood, in the mode, if you will. There are a lot of states that have Christmas funds. They use the money to give to shelters or to food banks, all that sort of thing.
St. Jude's.
How many?
Yeah. Was it Toys for Tots, Make-A-Wish Foundation?
I always love it when the big supermarket chains say, we're going to help all of the homeless come in and buy food and put it in the boxes outside. Like, they're not doing anything. They're giving you a box to put food in that you buy from them. and put in the box outside. So,
but it gives so many people the opportunity to do it, which they normally wouldn't.
Yeah, right.
Let's be honest, we are a convenience kind of society.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
They might do it one better if they just said, okay, everything in this aisle today is free. So go help yourself to all this stuff and put it in the donation boxes outside. That would be a little more, I think there's a little bit more genuine feeling about actually giving, right? Wouldn't you say? That's giving.
Or take it upon themselves, because there might be some people who go in and take those free items for themselves rather than donating them. Just go ahead and just say, hey, you know what? We're going to take the stockpile of inventory and we're going to donate this. And then anybody else who wants to come in and give a monetary gift as well, we encourage you to do that. That would be awesome. But at the same time, we can stop being curmudgeons and just say any way, shape, or form that you can help another human being, go for it.
Okay. Now, Captain Curmudgeon will take off his hat now. Whatever imagination, that's neat if you can come up with an imaginative way. Sometimes people just think, okay, they hear that. Okay, I'll do that. Hey, the power of suggestion. And that's what we'll have plenty of between now and Christmas. Here's something that may help you if you want to move. Tired of Los Angeles? There's an historic Italian town that'll give you $30,000 to move there. Now, this is not just any town. This is actually a beautiful, the sea around this. I know this area of Italy, and the water in the Adriatic is absolutely gorgeous. You know how you look some in the Caribbean, the water looks like turquoise because of what's at the bottom?
Yeah.
So clear. This town is a wonderful little town. I will tell you, I've been there. It's in the heel section. It's called Puglia. And they'll pay you $30,000 to move there. It's not on the sea, but it's pretty close to the sea. A lot of beautiful old houses that are there. You can buy a nice house for $25,000. I have a friend who actually is he's my computer expert, and his name is very Italian, because he is Italian. His mother and father from Italy came over here, and he's still very tied. He told me the story last year about him buying a house over there in this part of Italy where he came from. And he paid $40,000 for what he calls a mansion. And he goes over there a couple times a year, spends 2 or 3 weeks, brings his family, that sort of thing. And in a way, there's a romanticism to that that's very cool. I think that this, if I were able to do it, I'd do it in England. I probably wouldn't do it in Spain. But still, there are some, depending on your background, Ireland if you're Irish, Scotland if you're Scottish, France if you're French, wherever. Spain, if you're Spanish. There are lots of beautiful, listen to me talking like an old time, beautiful, a lot of beautiful places in Europe.
But there really are, and especially in areas like this where, like for instance, this location in Italy, there are these homes that are just completely abandoned. And so the $30,000, they're we'll use half of it to purchase and then the other half to restore it.
Yeah.
And then when you get to restore something, it's like it's yours. You get to design things how you want them to be.
Yeah. It really is. I think there's something about this. It's very cool, very clever. So there it is. I've dropped another idea on you. Thanksgiving over. December days away. It's officially the Christmas season, giving all that stuff. The prices are high this year. Budgets are tight for a lot of people. Jay and I were talking about that earlier. And my suggestion to you is that you do not compromise just because you may not have as much money to spend. There are a lot of options. There are a lot of things you can do that don't cost a lot of money. Just be a little creative, a little adventuresome. Do a little checking out because there are a lot of things that you can do. How many people still do do-it-yourself stuff? Like, do you make stockings? Some people make stockings, or they make scarves, or they, I was with somebody a month or so ago, I'm trying to remember who it was, who was knitting something. Was I on a plane? I don't even remember, but I remember, because I hadn't seen anybody knit for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anybody? Does your mother, Doris, does she Knit?
My mom doesn't knit. I know some people who knit, but I always see it at sporting events. When you go to a sporting event, there's always somebody somewhere in the nearby vicinity who has their needles, and it's like they just need their hands to be occupied, or they're trying to make things, and they're like, well, since I'm going to sit here and root for my team, I'm still going to go ahead and knit.
Yeah. Well, there's mindfulness here. I think you're, if you calm down and look around, you'll find a lot of great ways of enjoying the holidays. Okay, we haven't done any politics today, and I thought I'd spend some time talking about Kevin McCarthy, who's not my fave. I think he's an opportunity. Oh, I don't know. They're all, I guess, that's silly for me to say. He's Adam Schiff. They're all a bunch of phony balonies. And don't we wish we could find some real people to do real politics and to make real decisions and to get real things done instead of all these people who just think about themselves. McCarthy is so involved in this fight to make promises and proposals and cajole and deal, because there are a lot of reluctant Republicans who don't want him to become the House Speaker. So he's trying to, there are two or three others who are sort of nipping at his heels, but he's made all of these commitments over the past week or so to try to solidify, he's got 218 votes, right? You need 216? Yeah, you need 216, yeah, to be in the majority. He says he's going to get there. He's making a lot of promises. He's wearing the suit. I'm looking at a picture of him wearing a suit. Got to be $1,400-$1,500 anyway. The tie's got to be, I mean, I know clothing. My father's in the clothing business. I've been around expensive clothing all my life. I bought a few expensive suits in my life. This guy is wearing an expensive suit with a tie that costs a couple of $100, mm-hmm. A shirt at least $150. So where do these guys get this kind of dough? They aren't, you know, they're making he's a Speaker of the House, I think he makes $194,000 a year. That's not chicken feed, but who's making $194,000 that's paying $1,000 for a suit? At any rate, I'm being petty, I suppose, there in a manner.
Well, and sometimes you always wonder about generational wealth as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Not that every politician has it.
Yeah,
but
right. A lot of them have that freedom. And yeah, you're right. Okay, not fair of me to say that. Anyway, so he's promised when the Democrats were still in, they dumped a bunch of people from committees, most notably Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a trip. No matter what you can say, she's just a trip. You know, AOC is a trip, the two of them. So you can be sure that Marjorie Taylor Greene gets back into whatever committee assignment that she was in that the Democrats booted her out of. And AOC will get booted out of whatever ones, because that's how they do things, right? It's like child. Nah, 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 nah. You got me, so I'm going to get you. Nah, 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 nah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the most ridiculous part of all of this is that he's cajoling members of his party who want to impeach Joe Biden. All right. Here we go again. Joe Biden, we're going to impeach him because of his hiring the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is somebody that apparently they don't like because he's not handling that. And I get this. The border situation is disgusting, deplorable, outrageous. It's just like, who left these people in charge? You could say, well, we did because we voted him in. I didn't vote for him, but somebody did, obviously. I didn't vote for Alejandro Mayorkas. He's a bumbling fool. He's made a mess out of this stuff, and nobody seems to be stepping in to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about high-profile problems.
Does impeached even mean anything anymore?
Nah. So that's why I laughed about it, because it means nothing. Zero. It doesn't mean a doggone thing. So why waste your time doing it? All right, more coming up here. Stand by. 45 after. This is Good Day.
paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Keep it moving, Stefan. The Doug Stefan Good Day Program, Jay Kirshner and I, focusing on Houston for a moment because everybody there is going to boil water. Do you see this is the fourth largest city in our country. Everybody was told to boil water. The pump that drives the water system has failed. How can you have a city of 3 million people and you don't have a backup for the pump, for the water system? Huh?
It makes you wonder, after that power outage, why does this still happen in today's world? We are in 2022.
Especially with what we're paying in taxes. Yep, exactly. All right, speaking of that, I was talking, we were paying attention to Fauci and what he says about COVID and yada, yada. I was looking at a survey of what's happened to students since COVID began and how far behind we are, how children's education was hurt by the closure of the school system, even though some of the school authorities will tell you, oh, no, we did everything online, everything was great. No, not at all, not even close. Fourth to eighth graders, four, five, six, seven, eighth graders, sweeping declines, down 40% in terms of acumen when it comes to getting to the eighth grade, when we talk about math, understanding math. The National Assessment of Educational Progress has been done, and the remote learning situation, I mean, I don't know how you got around it, except I think people should have gone to school and worn masks if that was it, and just go.
We've seen that remote learning can work, because how many students are homeschooled and have been homeschooled before the pandemic, but that's something that was chosen and set up, where some of these kids, if you don't have access to a teacher, you're not asking questions, and a lot of these times, especially with math, the core math situation, parents can't even help their children with the homework.
Yeah, it's really incredible how much money we spent giving and spending more to give people the tools that they supposedly needed, and they weren't used. But this is an indictment of the public school system up the wazinga, as far as I'm concerned, and the fact that we went along with all that scare stuff. It's 10 before the hour, folks.
What
if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Some Russian movie. The Russians are the bad guys in this movie. It has to be. Not any great vibrations coming, echoing with this tune. Chucker Charles Curry is here. Movie Moments. He's our movie man. What's the scoop with this?
That's the theme to a movie called The Abyss, James Cameron's movie from 1989, which actually was a fairly decent box office hit. I'm a big fan. So one of the great director's cuts of all time. It starred Ed Harris and probably his only lead action role. I thought he was awesome in that movie. He turned.
What do you mean? He was in. What are you talking about? Ben Harris was in the thing with Sean Connery on the Rock.
Yeah, I'm talking about the lead. He wasn't the lead though. The lead.
Like he's the lead, and well, I think he's got more. He's like Westworld, isn't he? The lead in that.
He's got a big part. Well, he's had 110 acting credits. He's had a great career. He morphed himself into a character actor, but he always brings a lot to the table.
Good
presence. But I love The Abyss, and here's the thing about James Cameron's The Abyss. It's not on Blu-ray, and it's very hard to find. It's not on any streaming service, I think, but one obscure one. But if you wanted to watch this movie tomorrow, it's not easy to find. I don't understand why. It's a big-budget film from 89, and one of the great directors helmed that film. But I love Ed Harris in that movie. 72 today, Doug.
Yeah. Happy birthday to him. You know, I don't know why I got into this. I was falling asleep.
You were?
Yeah.
At what time, like 4 in the afternoon?
No, it was in the evening.
Okay.
And I, the good, the bad, and the ugly came up.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was thinking about Lee Van Cleef, who was an essential bad guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody in the world would know him when they look at him. Like Jack Elam, right? Another great character actor from Cowboys. Everybody knows. And I didn't realize that Lee, I saw him when I was a kid walking. It was the strangest thing. He was walking down Broadway in New York looking at a jewelry store, and, you know, very recognized, everybody recognized him, but he wasn't dressed up like a cowboy. So it just seemed strange. It was one of those funny, silly things. And the same with Jack Elam. Everybody
I don't
knew.
Know, you remind me of a guy who always appeared like he was in his 60s in his entire career.
Who, Jack Elam or
Jack, Lee Van Cleef.
Cleef. Yeah.
Yeah.
He only, Lee Van Cleef died.
Yeah.
He was only 64. He
apparently
was a big smoker and he had a heart attack. And I was just looking up Jack Elam, who died at the age of 73, another character actor. But these people lived, they went from
hard
one
life,
movie.
Huh? They lived a hard life.
They worked and they lived the way, you know, they all played and partied and stuff. I mean, why do you think John Wayne died at 72 and Richard Boone died at 69? All these guys. John Wayne and Richard
Boone.
You look
at Richard Boone, though, he looked much older, no?
Yeah, he did, right.
He looked a lot older than 69.
He and John Wayne used to go down to Mexico every weekend and have a big party.
Wow,
drink and never go to sleep.
I wasn't invited, but okay.
No. All right, box office totals for the weekend.
Okay. Interesting week. Really not a great Thanksgiving. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, $45 million over the three-day weekend. $367 million in 3 weeks. That's solid. Now, Disney's Strange World, new animated film, just 11.9 over 3 days, $18 million since opening on Wednesday. Reports in Variety say this film is a clunker. Box office, obviously, will lose about $140 million.
What movie's a clunker?
Disney. Yeah, I mean, the box office is a clunker. But again, they're confusing people between theatrical and streaming.
Of course they are.
And,
it's
again,
their own
another
fault.
Self-inflicted wound.
It's their own, exactly. It's all their own fault.
Now, here's a good story. Glass Onion, Knives Out story, played on like 600 screens, did $15 million in business since Wednesday. It will be pulled from theaters on Wednesday night, be dormant for 3 weeks, and then pop up on Netflix as their big release for December.
So why didn't that... I didn't see that. I would have thought my theater.
It's only an AMC, Regal, and Cinemark sharing about 600 and something screens. No independent movie theaters got this. Obviously, it would be nice if this was a full 45-day theatrical release and then Netflix, but that's not the direction that they went in. And the movie you went to see, Devotion, did around $9 million in 5 days. That over
it's
budget of 40.
I'll recommend that movie.
Very
it's
good.
One of the is a great story. It's an eye-opening story. Wonderful human interest plus action.
Glad you liked it.
Sorry. And the bad guys are the Chinese. So you take it for the Koreans and the Chinese are the bad guys. go from there. All right, Chucker. Good job.
Thank you,
exceptional job, as a matter of fact. So you'd like to come back tomorrow and do the same thing, right?
I appreciate it.
All right, me too. 59 after, this is Good Day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.